KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, sunny skies, 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A reminder from the Mills County Sheriff's Office to motorists to expect very heavy traffic today when the Des Moines heavy metal rock band Slipknot and other acts perform at the Mid-American Motorplex during the concert Knot Fest. Gates at the complex located near Pacific Junction open at 2 o'clock today, and the concert isn't expected to end until late tonight, around 11:30, in fact. Officials say if you're traveling in that area, expect heavy traffic at exit 35 off Interstate 29 and Highway 34. Anyone not attending the concert is strongly encouraged to find an alternate route to home and or work. You should expect delays also on southbound I-29 from Council Bluffs. News time is 8:01.
Great sermon, huh? Really got me thinking.
Oh, I guess I missed it, but then again, I have a hard time hearing the pastor.
Really? You sit in the second row.
Well, you know,
Yes, I do know. I used to struggle, just like you're saying. But I finally went to go see Doug Leonard and had my hearing tested. Found out there was a good reason I couldn't hear the sermons.
How often do you leave your Sunday services and not have any idea of what the minister said? Or sit through an important meeting and go away wondering what you were supposed to learn for your job? The problem could be that you have a hearing loss. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. For most patients, hearing loss is usually something that takes place over time, and you don't realize it's happening until you find yourself struggling to hear things that are important to you. Quit struggling. Call and schedule an evaluation today. ASI with offices in Atlantic, Manning, Ottawa, and Carroll.
I only wish I had gone sooner.
Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert said Thursday that despite some spotty rain that had fallen throughout his county, and while every bit helps, the county will remain in the high fire danger category until at least Monday, when the next update will be provided on conditions. Seibert says on Wednesday, the National Weather Service forecasters were very close to declaring a red flag condition for parts of northeastern Nebraska, and those conditions, of course, spread here into western Iowa. Wind and very low relative humidity are two of the several parameters used in determining that particular classification. The rarity of the designations underlined how significant they are when issued, according to Seibert, who says the forecast is not encouraging for any sustained rainfall over the next week. Therefore, the Shelby County area will remain in the high fire danger category until further notice. Well, we've seen some breaks from the hot, dry weather. The worst drought in decades is stressing some of us out, and calls to the Iowa Concern Hotline are increasing. The service offers information, referral, a friendly ear, and legal advice if necessary. Hotline Director Margaret Van Ginkle says questions lately are about how to handle household finances as prices rise due to the drought.
What happens if we have to pay more for milk and groceries, and then the price of gas has gone up too? How is this all going to, where am I going to find extra funds to pay for that in my budget? It's already pretty tight now.
Forecasters don't expect a break from the current weather pattern until October, but some fear the drought could continue well beyond this fall and into next year. Van Ginkle says callers are worried about the potential for a prolonged drought.
If there is a shortage of water and rural water, you know, and if they're being asked to cut back on water with their livestock, how does that affect the operation? And especially when you have those really hot days, what could they do? And just the concern that that might happen.
Once known as the Rural Concern Hotline, the service was launched by the Iowa State University Extension back in 1985 to offer advice to struggling farmers during the farm crisis. As the name now implies, Van Ginkle says the Iowa Concern Hotline is not exclusive to the agricultural community. That number is 800-447-1985. Phone calls are free and confidential. The Cass County Conservation Board says they'll be holding a Mysterious Monarchs program at the main campground at Lake Anita State Park in Anita on August 31st. The free public program begins at 4 p.m. and offers you a chance to discover the monarch butterflies before their journey south. Conservation staff will tag monarchs and show you how to do the same. If you'd like a home tagging kit, you must attend and pre-register for the kit. You can call 712-769-2372 to pre-register. You do not have to be a registered camper in order to attend that program. Officials of the Kansas City, Kansas Office of the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, said Thursday that EPA Region 7 representatives will meet with livestock producers on Thursday, August 30th at the American Legion Hall in Arcadia, which is in Carroll County. During the meeting, which runs from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m., the EPA's inspection program for concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, along with winter feeding areas, aerial overflights, medium-sized CAFOs, nutrition management plans, and manure stockpiles will all be discussed. EPA staff will also review the selection of CAFOs for inspection, flyover practices, and details about CAFO on-the-ground inspections. In addition, there will be an opportunity for attendees to interact with EPA officials during a question-and-answer session led by Sean Schaus of the ISU Extension Service. The EPA says it's working with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, Iowa State University Extension, and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources to encourage livestock producers' attendance. A company headquartered in Adair that produces a variety of products, some of which cater to the delicatessen industry, has been featured in a trade industry video. Owner Revolution Incorporated officials say their subsidiary, Schaefer Solutions Incorporated in Adair, has been featured in the August 9, 2012 issue of Deli Market TV. Now, there is a link to that video on our website under the same story on KJAN News. And Schaefer Solutions is a highly quality supplier of unique and custom fabricated plastic products for point-of-purchase displays and dispensers at convenience stores, restaurants, delis, bakeries, and dairy stores. The company, they say, is an expert in high-volume customization, and since its inception, Schaefer Solutions has exhibited at five major trade shows, including one coming up in Las Vegas in October. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the owner of Sioux City's Riverboat Casino is going to court over a decision by state regulators not to accept a deal that would have extended an operating agreement with a nonprofit partner that holds the gambling license. Penn National Gaming Company has asked a Polk County judge to review last month's decision by the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. Penn claims the board violated state and federal laws and constitutional protections when it refused to approve a contract with the Missouri River Historical Development that would have run through March of 2015. The commission instead approved an extension through March of 2013, saying it would better fit plans to seek bids for a land-based casino. Mark Monson of the nonprofit group declined to comment. A Nebraska utility has decided to hire outside expertise to run its troubled nuclear power plant. At a meeting in Blair, Nebraska on Thursday, the Omaha Public Power District, or OPPD, directors voted to contract with Exelon Generation LLC to run the Fort Calhoun nuclear station. The nuclear plant about 20 miles north of Omaha is under close scrutiny by regulators. Fort Calhoun was initially shut down for routine refueling maintenance in April of last year, but flooding along the Missouri River and the safety violations forced it to remain offline. Exelon Generation says it operates 17 reactors at 10 nuclear power plants situated in Illinois, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Exelon Generation is owned by the Chicago-based Exelon Corporation. Elsewhere in state news this morning, police in the central Iowa community of Waukee say a fifth-grade girl has reported that she ran from a man who told her to get into his van. Police say the attempted abduction occurred Thursday morning. The girl says she was waiting for her school bus when a man pulled up in his van, got out, and told her to get in. She ran toward her home and the van left. The deep purple van was described as having three black stripes, tinted windows, and red wheel rims. Authorities say abduction attempts have also been reported in recent months in Cedar Rapids, Perry, Pleasant Hill, and Slater. Two girls have been missing since July 13th from a Waterloo suburb of Evansdale. Authorities say one person has been killed and another injured during a shooting involving two undercover officers in Iowa City. The Iowa Public Safety Department said in a news release that neither of the officers was injured. They work for the state's Division of Narcotics Enforcement and are assigned to the Johnson County Drug Task Force. The department said the officers were conducting an operation around 7 p.m. Thursday at a trailer in the Breckenridge Mobile Home Park. An altercation erupted. The department said that shots were fired, killing one person and injuring another who was taken to a hospital. It's unclear whether the people were armed or fired any shots. Details about the shooting and the names of those involved have not yet been released. The U.S. Labor Department says it's found wage and child labor law violations at two Iowa casinos. The department said it found teenagers working at the Diamond Joe Casino in Northwood were operating trash compactors in violation of federal safety provisions. The department also says it found overtime and record-keeping violations at the Northwood Casino and at the Diamond Joe Riverboat Casino in Dubuque. Peninsula Gaming LLC, which operates those casinos, has been fined at $9,300. Company spokeswoman Carrie Tador said the company has taken steps to eliminate those safety violations. DeDore said the company disputed some of the Labor Department's job classification allegations, but the company has reclassified some employees to ensure they're eligible for overtime. Some other workers whose classifications were questioned will remain as salaried employees. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, President Barack Obama's campaign is telling Republican Mitt Romney that if he releases 5 years of tax returns, Obama's team won't criticize him for not releasing any more. Romney has released his 2010 taxes and plans to release his 2011 returns. Yesterday, he said he's paid at least 13% of his income in federal taxes every year for the past decade. Residents living near a wildfire east of Seattle, Washington, say they don't feel out of danger despite some evacuation orders being lifted. Firefighters have been able to stop the fire from destroying more buildings in the past 2 days. The blaze has already destroyed at least 70 homes. And NATO officials say U.S. service members had just given a new Afghan police recruit his official weapon during an inauguration ceremony when the recruit turned the gun on American troops, killing two of them. The gunman was killed. In a separate incident today, an Afghan soldier turned his gun on foreign troops, wounding two of them. News time is 8:11.
Great sermon, huh? Really got me thinking.
Oh, I guess I missed it, but then again, I have a hard time hearing the pastor.
Really? You sit in the second row.
Well, you know, I...
Yes, I do know. I used to struggle, just like you're saying. But I finally went to go see Doug Leonard and had my hearing tested. Found out there was a good reason I couldn't hear the sermons.
How often do you leave your Sunday services and not have any idea of what the minister said? Or sit through an important meeting and go away wondering what you were supposed to learn for your job? The problem could be that you have a hearing loss. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. For most patients, hearing loss is usually something that takes place over time, and you don't realize it's happening until you find yourself struggling to hear things that are important to you. Quit struggling. Call and schedule an evaluation today. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Manning, Ottawa, and Carroll.
I only wish I had gone sooner.
And in the funeral announcements this morning, Marie Elise Michu Loffer, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Private graveside services for Marie Michu Loffer will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Catholic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Hazel Henningsen, age 92, of Walnut, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Hazel Henningsen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Margaret K. Norman, age 91, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Margaret Norman will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Rilla Jean Shires, age 83, who's formerly of the Griswold and Elliott areas, died August the 8th in Arizona. Graveside services for Rilla Shires will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Hillside Cemetery in Elliott. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Morgan Morath, age 44, of Clive and formerly of Baird, died unexpectedly Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Morgan Morath will be held on Monday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Baird, with the Odie Funeral Home of Baird in charge of arrangements. Geraldine Marie Peterson, age 84, of Oakland, died Wednesday. A memorial service for Geraldine Peterson will be on Monday at 3:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Arlene M. Hansen, age 84, formerly of Elkhorn, died Monday in Des Moines. A memorial service for Darlene Hansen will be held September 15th at 2 p.m. at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Des Moines. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.